This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. My dearest brothers and sisters, if I were to ask you all, what does it mean to be a successful person? How do you define success? Who do you think of when you imagine or think of someone successful? I'm sure that I would get many different answers. We'd all have a different understanding of what it means to be successful. But then I would ask, is there somewhere in the Quran that we could go to and read about what it means to be successful coming directly from our Maker and Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there one surah in the Quran that answers this question for us in a very clear, easy to understand manner? And the answer is actually yes, there is. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said, لو تدبر الناس في هذه السورة لوسعتهم. If people, or humanity rather, were to only reflect over this one surah, it will be more than enough for them. What does that mean, more than enough? It means it's enough to give people the understanding of what it means to be successful in life. And before I tell you this surah, I'm sure every one of us wants to be successful. We don't like to think of ourselves as failures, as people that are no good. We want to be successful. We want to progress in life and to achieve things. And that is why it's so important as a Muslim to understand what does success look like. This surah is one that I'm sure many of us have memorized and read in our salah, but we've never really appreciated it for its message. This is Surah Al-Asr, one of the shortest chapters in the Quran, is answering one of the biggest questions in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ. I swear by time, humanity is deep in loss. This is how it begins. Matter of fact, Allah says that most people are heading towards failure, loss, destruction. Many of them do not even see that. They are deluded. But then Allah says there is an exception to this rule. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوا بِالصَّبْرِ. And then Allah gives us a 4-point criteria as to who will be successful, who will succeed, who will not be from the majority who will fail. Except, Allah says, those who have iman, those who believe, those who do righteous deeds, those who encourage other people towards the truth, and those who encourage other people to being steadfast and patient. If you can tick all these 4 boxes in your life, you are successful by the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's interesting that the definition of success inside the surah has nothing to do with this world, has nothing to do with material possessions, how much savings you have, how educated you are, how wealthy you are, how famous you are. It has nothing to do with that, even though there's nothing wrong with being successful in those areas of life. But the focus is on what? How good is your relationship with Allah? And how well do you treat His creation? So the 4 things are what? Number 1, at the very top, that defines if you are a good person, is how much iman you have in Allah. May Allah increase us in iman. The first thing, the most important thing, the thing that when you wake up in the morning, you should think to yourself, How is my iman today? Is it high? Is it low? Is it strong? Is it weak? And the last thing before you close your eyes, how is my iman right now? Subhanallah, today when we meet each other, we say, how are you doing? How's your day? Did you know that in the time of the companions, they'll say, Kayfa imanuka? How is your iman? Subhanallah, what a beautiful question. How is your iman today? The second is about how you practice that faith in your everyday life. Are you living as a Muslim? Your work, the way you treat your family, the way you conduct yourself with your friends. Is your behavior that of a Muslim? And now here you might think, well, these two things are more than enough to be successful. If I believe in Allah and I behave as a Muslim, I worship Allah, I should be successful. But no, that's only halfway to success. The third is what? وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. That you encourage and persuade the people in your life to the truth of Islam. That is a minimum requirement to be successful in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that should be news to many of us. What does that mean, tawasul bil haqq? It means that you can't carry around this mentality of, I mind my own business when it comes to my religion. I keep my religion to myself. I don't talk about my faith to other people in my life. And it's very easy to have this mindset because this is the prevailing culture that we live in. It's a secular state, meaning there's a place for religion, which is private and at home, and then there's a place for everything else. And the two should not mix. But is that the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Keep the message of Islam to himself and never speak a word in public. It was the opposite, subhanAllah. What does that mean for us? What that means for us is that if we don't want to be a failure, we need to learn to share the beauty of Islam with our non-Muslim neighbors and our non-Muslim colleagues. That's what it means. To be someone who's proud of what they believe in and able to articulate what they believe in with those that Allah has placed in their life. Those that are yet to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before I speak more about this, I want you to understand that, let's take a step back here. The enemies of Islam are very busy right now trying to destroy the image of Islam. The Islamophobia industry is a multi-million, maybe billion dollar industry involving the biggest media giants out there, some politicians and other people in authority from the education sector, all working towards one aim, which is to destroy the image of Islam. We know this, we see this in our everyday life. It's no secret. But they are busy in this. And that is the case from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah As-Saff, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَائِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah says that they wish to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths. But Allah will perfect His light even if the disbelievers despise it. Subhanallah. Allah says it very clearly in the Quran. There are some people, they are driven with a desire to make the message of Islam fail. But it's like, Allah says, somebody who looks at the sun and is trying to blow out the light of the sun with his mouth. How useless is that? For Allah will perfect that light in spite of every other person's attempt to bring it down. And this is why we see that the Prophet ﷺ was successful in his life and successful in propagating the message of Allah, despite the attempts of the Quraysh to try and kill him, to try and thwart his efforts. Having said that, then, my brothers and sisters, if the enemies of Islam are so busy trying to preach against Islam, should we, the friends of Allah, the believers and the followers of the Prophet ﷺ not also be busy trying to spread the light of Islam? Should we not be busy too? Of course we should. But we are not. We are not. Many of us, and I include myself in this, have non-Muslim neighbors who we have never spoken to about Islam. Never. Even though we have lived next to them for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Is that right? That a non-Muslim could live next to you and yet he has no idea what Islam is because you never started that conversation. What do you think is going to happen to those people? I want you to think about somebody right now in your mind, a non-Muslim that you know, maybe a friend, somebody you work with. Think about them right now. What is going to happen to them on the Day of Judgment? What is going to happen to them? Allah tells us what is going to happen to them. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ قَالَ أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ وَرَبِّنَا قَالَ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابِ. Allah says, if only you could see them standing before their master, meaning on the Day of Judgment. Allah will say to them, wasn't this the truth? They will cry out, we swear by you, our Lord, it is the truth. Allah will say, now go ahead and taste the punishment of Jahannam. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ سَلَامَةَ وَالْعَافِيَةَ. May Allah protect us. It's not a joke. It's not a joke to think about those people that you do care about having to suffer on the Day of Judgment. Being interrogated by Allah and being told your destination is the hellfire. And even before that day comes, when they die, when the curtains are drawn back, do you know what will happen to them? وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِتُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah says, if you could only see the wrongdoers in the throes of death, the angels will come to them, extending their hand and saying, come out, you wretched soul. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. May Allah protect us. And that moment, when they die, they will realize, man, I failed. But you know what? They will also think about all those believers in their life who were so quiet about their faith and never once shared with them the key to success. SubhanAllah. This is a reality, my brothers and sisters. And it's something that we must change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَانِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. How should we see ourselves towards non-Muslims? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he told us of a beautiful parallel or simile describing himself and his relationship with humanity. He said, my likeness compared to humanity is like a man who lights a fire. And then as soon as that fire begins to kindle, the moths and the flies dart towards the light of the fire, not knowing that they will be scorched. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, and I am there trying to pull them back. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He's saying that, you know, I see people, they don't realize it, heading towards the hellfire. And I can't sit back and watch that happen. I can't twiddle my thumbs and just think, you know what, it's up to them, it's their decision. I must do something to help them. I must show them care, love, by trying to prevent them from entering the fire. That is how we should see ourselves when it comes to non-Muslims. That we should aspire to save people from the hellfire. That is part of being a successful Muslim. Now many people here may be thinking, look, this is not something I can do. I'm not qualified. I don't have the knowledge. I'm not an imam. I'm not a scholar. And you want me to go out there on the streets, set up a stall, invite people to Islam? No, we're not saying that. We're saying that you have some ability to talk about Islam. You know something about Islam that you can share with somebody else. Isn't that true? Of course, we all know something about Islam. It's about starting those conversations. And this is where I wanted to give you some practical tips. Things that I do myself and I've seen other people do. And it is a start. For example, when you meet someone, there's some go-to questions that people ask, and then there are those go-to replies. For example, you meet a non-Muslim and they say, "What do you do?" And usually you respond by saying, "Oh, you know, I'm a bus driver, or I have a business, or whatever else." That's a missed opportunity. When somebody says to me, "Oh, what do you do?" I could say, "I'm a pharmacist." I say, "Okay." But actually now I like to say, "I work as a pharmacist, but I also work as an imam in the mosque. Or I also write, I like to write." And now I know that they will ask me, "Okay, what do you write?" I say, "Oh, recently I was writing a book about the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And I know that the conversation is going to go towards what? Allah. Very easy. Now if somebody asks you, "What do you do?" You could say, "Oh, I'm a bus driver." You could think, actually, there's a way I could make this conversation head towards Allah. Maybe I could say, "I'm a bus driver, but you know, I like to travel. Recently I went to Saudi Arabia to perform the pilgrimage. That was an amazing experience." And they will say, "Oh really? What was that like?" And now you have opened the door to a conversation that may lead them to Islam. Was that difficult? That is not difficult. Okay, another question. Somebody, when you go to work tomorrow, people will ask you, "How are you doing today?" And you usually say, "Yeah, I'm fine." Lost opportunity. Next time somebody says, "How are you doing?" Say something like, "You know what? Today I woke up feeling very blessed. I thought to myself, I woke up, I have a roof over my head. I have like 5 cereals to choose from when I eat breakfast. And I feel like God has blessed me." And they will think to themselves, "What is this guy is connected to his God? It's interesting." Maybe they will say, "Yeah, actually, yeah, I find I'm very ungrateful sometimes." And this has happened to me. I've spoken to people, I say to them, "I feel very blessed today." And they, either they will say, "Yeah, you know what, it's true, I don't really count my blessings that much." Or they will say, "Yeah, actually, I was looking at somebody yesterday, you couldn't walk properly. I thought to myself, you know what, God, I've been blessed with legs that work." Small adjustments on how you interact with people can lead to a conversation that could make them, inshallah, accept Islam. Something so simple. But here's the thing I want to leave you with, my brothers and sisters. Every single one of us should have an ambition to bring one person to Islam. Yes. Every single one of us. Before you die, one person begins to worship Allah because of you. You can do it. Did you know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that for one person to be guided through you is better than you having the red camels? The red camels were the most luxurious camels that you could own in Arabia at that time. It is like somebody saying you could have the most expensive car, the most expensive mansion or palace in the world is all yours. For what? Just one person being guided. Subhanallah. Wouldn't you want that on the Day of Judgment? You know, subhanallah, recently I was speaking to somebody. He's a brother, he works for a very big company. And he has a senior position in this company. He's been there for, I think he said, 18 years. He said, I was sitting with 3 of my non-Muslim colleagues. And it was a social event. And I asked them a question. I said, "What do you guys think is the purpose of life?" SubhanAllah, deep question. So one of the non-Muslims, he said, "I think that the purpose of life is
is to be happy, to find happiness.
The other person said, you know what, I'm not really sure what the purpose of life is. What do you think? He said, I know what my purpose of life is. My purpose of life is to worship the one who created me and to live a life trying to earn his pleasure. Subhanallah. The other people there, they were like, you got it figured out, haven't you? He's like, no, this is what we are told in our book, the Quran. We are told our purpose. And so whatever I do with my work or my family and my life, it follows that path to try to please the one who created me. And if I'm doing it, I know I'm fulfilling my purpose in life. One of the three people there came back to him and said, you know what? I need to read this book that you're reading. He gave him a copy of the Quran. And then, 1 month later, that person said, you know, I've been reading this book. It's very interesting. And he said, okay, what do you feel like when you read it? He said, you know, I feel a sense of peace come into my heart. And then he said, but, you know, I've stopped reading it because my family think I'm going to become a Muslim. Subhanallah. This brother is not an alim, and not an imam, or a sheikh. No. Just like me and you. Ordinary person. But what? He has the right mindset. I'm not in this dunya for myself. I'm in this dunya for Allah. And I need to help as many people find Allah as possible. So this should be an ambition for every single one of us. That we, inshallah, will guide one person to Islam. Say, Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us courageous and brave to speak about our deen in public. Allahumma ameen. May Allah make us proud of this deen. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us ambassadors of Islam. Allahumma ameen. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min khasirin. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'd idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah. Innaka antal wahhab. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأقيموا الصلاة.